Paul's, it's been a bit of a challenge for your group to find the balance between playing on the edge and not going over it.
No, I don't. I didn't feel we were over the edge to the start that led to the penalties. We took, you know, two, I thought, real undisciplined penalties, one early. But I didn't. I haven't felt, you know, in our last three losses, but when we took three penalties and two penalties in two of the games, we, I don't think we've been at the edge yet. I don't think we've been close enough to the edge. But took some bad penalties.
Have you seen any difference in the way Dustin's been playing since the break, and particularly tonight?
Not any different than our hockey club. I don't see us. When you ask that question, what comes to mind is you would say that he's been different, we haven't, or that he's somehow. No, I think he's been as competitive, and I haven't seen, the answer would be no.
As far as sitting Dust or Zach, was that just a message from the bad slash?
Yeah, it was a bad penalty.
Paul, I remember some of the players and yourself even talking about coming out of the break and saying this was kind of like phase two of the season, if you will, that other teams will really ramp it up. Do you think you guys have met that challenge with what's happened in the three games since then, or has that been overplayed?
I didn't like the Philadelphia game. So I want to be careful about trying to sell the positives all the time. We've lost three in a row, so you have to deal with that. You know, we haven't played particularly well. And we did things, you know, I'm not very excited about our penalty kill right now. A couple of penalties that we took, we put up 94 shot attempts. So in this game tonight, in terms of that generation of, I mean, that's got to be close to the season high for us for getting pucks to the net. So I didn't feel, I mean, territorially in the games that I've watched Dallas play, and certainly our last game in there, it was a lot better for us tonight, except you're in the box, you got beat 5-2. That's the bottom line. So I didn't like our game in Philly. I thought the Pittsburgh game after the first period, we were a better team for two periods. Again, in the penalty box on a couple and in the back of our net. That's the big challenge right now, our penalty kill struggling.
Can you put your finger on why it is? Like, is it something teams
your penalty
are doing
kill is as much well, two real good, the last two games, some really good power play players. I know the numbers on Dallas aren't that good. Philly's power play is fantastic, but these guys do have good power play players. But it's no different than your power play. Confidence is still everything. We're not moving at anywhere near the rate of speed and assuredness in the routes that we're running and the things that we're doing. We're slow on our kill right now, and that's a confidence thing.
When you were getting wins right before the break, there were some times where you had said that you didn't always like the way that the team was playing.
Yeah.
Are there trends that you're seeing developing over the last 5-6 games that you're finding concerning?
No, the game that I'm talking about, you know, that the game in Dallas was the one that I really didn't care for. The other games were, you know, we played some pretty darn good hockey in that. The games prior when we came out of the break, again, it's a tough assessment with that many defensemen out of your lineup. You know, the San Jose game at home, you lose with a handful of seconds on the clock, but you have five guys out. So there's, I don't see it. The three games that we've come back, I haven't particularly loved the way we started the game. That would be the thing that we'd like to rectify here a little bit.